Rabbi Hapfer raised before the question why the hesped here. I'd like to add a personal hagosha of a certain shituf, of a certain commonality between the Tumekoimis. When I first came to Silver Spring, I went in to visit Rabbi Neuberger, Zechayin Vracha, and we had a long talk. He was very, very makar of me, helped me a lot. And he said, gave me advice and understanding of things, perspectives. And he told me, remember, you're coming from the Meir Yeshiva. You've been sitting there 25 years. The world, the Olam Yeshivas, is not the Meir Yeshiva. I didn't pick up what he meant. And I asked him, what does Rabbi Neuberger mean? And he told me, by Rabbi Lazy Yudel in the Meir, there was no my yeshiva, this yeshiva. It was about Torah. And he said, that's something that's unique to the Meir, and don't expect it anywhere else. He himself held himself to be the Talmud Narbatzes HaTorah of Leiz Yudel, and it was his own ethos, this mahalach of Torah, and my makom is not something that, my scope is not my makom, my scope is Torah. It was some of his vision and his pu'ulos, and I think there is a tremendous sara shava in those in Yanim, and that's why I think it is very befitting that in a makom like this, that reaches out and understands that the scope of Harbatzes Torah goes beyond its own Dalet Amis, is a fitting place to be maspit someone who was the embodiment of that mahalach. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, many shekhlolis occasionally, he would ask a series of, well, all the shekhlolis started with a series of kashas, and then he would sometimes give a teretz for each of the kashas. And then he would say, of a fir kashas ve'entvet minit mit kemfir terutzim, ve'entvet mit ein teretz. You don't answer four questions with four answers. Four questions point at a common denominator. And then he would go on to develop the yesod, which was the common denominator that he was talking about. Certainly, when you're talking about a person who was a living Sefer Torah, a person who was a Shtik Torah, when you look at all of the different inyanim that his milas, so to speak, the things that were noticed, the Asmara Betorah, the Amelis Betorah, his behavior with his machla, his dealing with people, his fundraising, all of those in Yonim, that whole hekif of the Gavra, it would be very, very small-minded to list them as a list of many milas. A big person has a shayrish, and to look at all of the riot of flowers and branches and fruits, but what's the shoresh? Where's it come from? What's the mida? And try a little bit to define a mida that people don't really understand the fullness of its definition, and be oimid on that, and it'll give us a tremendous insight into many of the inyanim, many of the godlistic inyanim. Chazal say on Vayimei Chayesara, Yedea Hashem Yemei Tmimim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes note of the days of Tmimim. There's a midah that's called Tmimus. The word Tmimus has different hagdaras and very hard to get a sense of a common hagdara. On the one hand, the Targum calls Tmimus Gvar Shlim, Adam Shalom. So Lamashal, it says Yaakov was Ish Tam, he was Adam Shalom. So Rashi says over there, Ein Abaki Bechol Eila, Elo Kiliboy came Piv. Misha in a Chorv Lerama is Kori Tam. So Rashi says, the Midah, the Rashi brings it down to the Midah of not being able to fool people, not being able to lie, and so on and so forth. It's a Chashav Midah, very, very good Midah. But would one expect it to say that's called Gava Shlim? It is one of the many milas that a person who is a Sholem possesses. It's a, if you're saying Sholem means you take the Halachas Tzadikim, go from Aleph to Tov. Rashi says in Avodah Zarah and in Zvachim, when he speaks about the Midah of, he speaks about Noyach Ish Tomim, the Gemara is a Shiloh with Tomim, you know, the Gemara speaks about Mum. So Rashi says over there that Tomim, the Gemara says, who says it was Tomim Begufoy? Maybe it's Tomim Bedrochov. So Rashi says, Onov Ushval Ruach Avodah Zarah and Onov Savlin in Zvachim, some Girsa possibly changed, but both of them say Onov. Again, Anivus is a wonderful midah. It's very fine. It's a vada isayistika midah. But how'd you pick that for Tomim? In other words, if over here we don't even have a clue that this mela in by Yaakov Avinu, you have a sense of it's a zeluma of Esav's being a ramai. But when the Gemara says Tomim Onov and Shvaruch, Tomim means it was a tzaddik. Tzaddik is all the milas, all the milas. He was chesed and whatever you want. So you have Rashi's Anivus, you have the Pivaliboy, Kiliboy, and it's very, very unclear what the defining mida is. You also find Tmimus sort of negative. Rashi says that it's not something which is a person who's not bucky to be merameh. So it certainly is. It's good. It's good that a person is not being merameh. But the sense of ain't a bucky means there's some lack over there. He's not smart enough, not shrewd enough. Given the choice, better not to lie and not to be shrewd. But it certainly is cheshev if the person would be shrewd and doesn't lie. What's the word tam? Who's nagada is definitely pejorative. It's definitely the person is not quite smart. Not something's lacking. Something's missing. Rav Hafa mentioned the special quote unquote American qualities of the late Rosh Yeshiva Zichrono Livracha. There's a word for it in Hebrew, tamimistic, innocent. It has a semi-positive connotation, a semi-negative connotation, something about naive. So where does tamimus, what's the midah of tamimus that has the different shades and different flavors? So let's try to understand a little bit. The mistake lies in thinking shleimus, in interpreting this, the targum as adam shalom, meaning there's a big checklist, Norchas Tzadikim, from beginning till the end, and we check off the Torah, and everything the Torah says, the person has. That's the understanding of the shleimus of a person. I think it means it has a very different understanding. A person has within himself circles of mitzias. For instance, I'm a person, and I'm a baker for Parnassa. So I bake from 6 in the morning till 6 at night. So there's my work, there's my family, there's other activities and so on. So somebody will come to me and say, you know what? If you open the store, if you open the bakery another 2 hours at night, you'll have more money. The bakery will do better. I'll say it's true, but my family will suffer. My kvizans are going to suffer. Me being a baker takes up half a day, half of my day, but it's not the entire picture. A person says, I can earn more money this way, but come to think of it, it's not so mechubedik. It's dangerous. So again, since making money is not my only sheifa, so there is room to weigh one against the other and make a cheshbon which is preferable, how much, how many circles of this kind they want, how many of this kind. That's the shikla das of a person being mechashiv, schar, and hefsit in his life. So the big circle is the person himself, and there are smaller circles. What about a personal muscle? There are types of people like he's an artist. And b'chol mo'idah, b'chol nafshay, he's kol kulein artist. And someone will come and tell him, you know, your whole life is spent there and your whole day is spent painting. It's taking away from ability to make money. It's taking away from ability to form a family. The person will say, I'm an artist. That's me. That's my metzias. The inner circle and the outer circle are one and the same. That's the pshat gvar shlim. In other words, the person and his toichen, are the circle has expanded so that they snap one into each other. His toichen and what he stands for and who he is one and the same. So l'mashal, the Torah says, Tomim tiyem Hashem Elokecha. It says, Al tetzape l'asidos, b'soymech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person has a sense of himself, and he has a sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I know what I want for myself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his ideas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an important place in my life. But you can cheshbon around it. I'll find out from the Kochavim, the Mazolas, this, that, the other thing, and we'll work it out. It's a way to sort of be, my life is bigger than what Kadosh Baruch Hu has for me. Kadosh Baruch Hu has in mind for me X, but I'm not so zufrieden with that, and we can work around it a little bit. So there's a glaring gap between the Adam and a Kadosh Baruch Hu as it is in his life. And that's why Navi Sheker and Kishuv, they're all Gidrei of Avodah Zaradik and Yonim. Tom Tiyem Hashem Elokecha means what you're getting and what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from you should be you. The only thing I need is a Navi to tell me, is this what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants? Is this not? But there's no place to plan around HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are no ways to get around it, and there's no reason to get around it. Because why would I want anything other than what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from me? We'll see soon why that applies to the Midah of Anivus and other Inyanim, but that's the Sheirish of that Inyan. I want to take LeMoshel. His all of the activities, the miftzaim in the yeshiva, all of the different things of learning more and later, and so on and so forth. I was speaking to somebody who came at the shiva, and he was the one who built. He was the architect of the big building in Brachfeld, which was a pride and joy. Of Rav Nosson Tzvi, it was a yeshiva that he built from the beginning up and planned it. And he told me that he sat on the plans. He made changes. And I asked him, give me some examples. I'm curious. He wasn't a handyman. And of all the milas, handyman wasn't one of them. And I didn't think a netiyah to architecture was exactly from the top priorities. And he said, he noticed there were porches on, he said, take off the porches. So he said, you know, a bacha sometimes needs a break. He said, if a bacha is tired, he should go to sleep. If he's not tired, he should be in Beis Medrash. There's no downtime. When the guf needs it, go to sleep. He raised the Beis Medrash a bit off the ground. So he asked him, is it Rashiv doing it as covered or the makam? He said, no. He said, I don't want people, when they're talking and learning, they begin spatzering out. The Beis Medrash is the circle. They're in the Beis Medrash and only in the Beis Medrash. The idea that there's off time, that when a person needs it, a person needs it. But his pride and joy was that there was no Ben Azmanim in yeshiva. Bachrim came from all over Eretz Yisrael. They had davening in the morning, learning. They had in the afternoon a break, and the yeshiva paid they should go to places so that they should be there, and they were back at night. Rosh Chodesh Nissen, he told his chavrusa, nope, today we're starting a new zman, we're starting a new mesechta today. Purim night, he got somebody to donate $50,000 so that 1,000 Yigalites sat Purim night and learned in yeshiva. The idea was there's no time that's down. Torah fills up the entire circle. And any other metzias means there's a gap between the two, and it's lacking in Tamimus. That was in the Talmud Torah Shabbai. There was another element, and I don't think people stressed it enough. The house, excuse me for saying, was bedlam. There were always people there. Always people. He would get up and walk to the bathroom. In his house, somebody would get hold of him to speak a minute. He would go to the bedroom, somebody would talk to him. In, out, wherever he was, it was always full with people, and there's always people there. And there never were hours that was sort of, you know, it's inviolate. The times when people couldn't come in were the times when Mekuravim could come in. And it was always on and on. I try to think midas-wise. What would, if a person works hard and he works with other people, we resist having a metzias like that, because if somebody were to disturb us in the half hour that we take for ourselves, we'd get very annoyed. And how would we express our annoyance? We'd say, leave me alone. I'm also a person. Give me a breather. It's not that I can't talk to the quarter, but this, I need some time for myself also. I'm a person, and I'm willing to give 80% of my time, 90% of my time, but, you know, there's got to be a gap between what I'm giving and myself. Where do I exist? The answer is, when your metzias is tamimus, then you and what you do is one and the same. I exist when I'm helping people, when I'm talking to people, when I'm answering shailas and learning. So what's that? Where is that gap between the two? That's the only way to be able to live like that. It was never a time you could come in and there wasn't telephone calls and people and telephone calls. Sometimes you came in and he was out flat sleeping and that was it. But when he was up, there was almost no time that there wasn't anyone there or that they couldn't, or that somebody couldn't come in. There's another area, and this, I guess, there was a shaila in one of the moises that he created, finding an appropriate candidate to lead it, to run it. And a person was suggested, a person with many milas, that really, really had a lot of good milas to run the moise like that. And he nixed it. And he said, the person holds back because there's a certain sense of dignity that doesn't let him get completely involved, doesn't let him become mishubit, and that's not good. You can't run a mukum unless you're totally bottled to it. I was thinking if I could describe him in this midah. There's a Gemara that says that Dalet Tzvaches, Tzavcha the Azara. And I think the third one it says is Pischu She'arim V'yotziu Yisocha Ishbarkai, I think. She'mechabedes Atzmoy Mevazes HaKotchim She'levish Shiroim V'en Oysas Avoida. It says there was a Kohen Gadol, who used to put on silk gloves to deal with kachim. The Kohen Gadol was malchustic, dignified, dealing with kachim. He had to do kachim, and it's very, but a little thin layer between himself and the kachim, so they can preserve a little bit so that his hands aren't bloodied and fattied and reeking of the inyanim of the avoda. And Chazal say, expel him from the Azara, and a terrible thing happened to him in the end, because if it's a shvachu to Bnei Aaron that they were soaked in the dam of the kachim, and somebody who needs those silk gloves to put between that and the kachim is not royu favoida, he's expelled from the Azara. It's also, when there's that circle of self that supersedes the circle of avoda, you get that gap over there. And in that gap, is the chilak kochim, because that's the gap where you say, no, this is not for that. Rav Tzvi knew no boundaries. I mean, it's, you know, he came into yeshiva, everybody sang susharim and everybody stood up. But plenty of doors he'd knocked on. He got in a nice way, he got a very cool reception. And even less than that. Advice, nazifis, plenty. And you can't, there's no me. What does it mean? I'm too refined for it. Where's those silk gloves you put on when you're Isaac Bekotchim? There's no place for silk gloves, because you and Kvod Shamayim are one and the same. Another area where this showed itself, and Hafez mentioned it, we take it for granted the way he looked, the way he walked. It was extremely Mo'er Rachmim. It was very difficult to watch it, to see, and so on. And I guess if I could find words for it, and you know, for anyone that had a little self-dignity in a situation like that would have retreated to behind the scenes, been seen only Melech B'yofir Techzena, seen in his best. You'd walk into his house, and sometimes, because of the way he was sprawled, very, very undignified, on the couch, whatever. And there never was a moment where he insisted on his kavod or anything like that. There's the parasha of David and Michal, where they brought back the Sefer Torah the Oren, and David was mefazes and mecharker. He was dancing extraordinarily lightweight, in a way that was totally oblivious of his own covet. Michal Bashol, who was a princess, told him, "Manichbada yomel chisrael shenigla yom leini moas varav kegolos negas achayim." It must be a very, very special day, Melech Yisrael, when you're like a court jester. You're like one of the shifchas dancing away, light, without sense of dignity, without anything. You're Melech Yisrael. Vayomer David el Michal lifnei Hashem asher bocha b'miyavich u'mikol beisoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose me from everyone. Letzav osoisi nogid al am Hashem al Yisrael. V'sichakti lifnei Hashem. I will totally let myself go before Hashem. U'nikal loisi oid mizois. And I would make it myself even lighter than this. Vayisi shofel be'enai. There was no sense of covet, inhibition in any way, whether it was reaching out to an American bacha that could barely read Aleph Beis, whether it was hugging or kissing somebody that he wanted to show kirva chiba, whether it was walking in a comically tragic way, up, down, anyway. It was, since he was lifnei Hashem, there was a pizuz and a chirkur, and a sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose me to be nogid al am Yisrael, then where's the makim? Where's there a place for me to, what covet? This is the covet, this is me, this is my mission, this is my purpose, this is my metzias. Only a person that the circle of self and the circle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu click one into the other. And there's no self, there's no gap of self between my avoda, my tachlis, and me is capable of that pizus and chirkur for 20 years of being mefazes and mecharker. He never stopped. He never stopped. Someone said over at the shiva, He one of the myriad chaburas, he said, they asked him to say the chabura, he came, he was exhausted, he was without breath, he started saying, he got stuck in the middle, and he after a few words, he couldn't speak anymore. And he took the sheet, on the back of it, he wrote two words, Nesiti, slicha, I tried, I'm sorry, I can't. But he didn't know before that it's not going to go. But there was no before. There never was a before because there was no gap. The Gemara says that this is the meat of Tamimus. It says it was Stuki that saw Rava that was learning, and he was sitting on his fingers in a way that they started bleeding. Amale, so he told him, I'm a Paziza. You're a very, very impulsive nation. The Kadmisu Pumaychilad Naichi. Your mouth shut out before you listened. You're still like that. You're still impulsive. You should have first asked what Torah is. Thought about it, decided. Viloy loy kablisu. Omalese told him, Ananda sagino bishlimusa, ksivbon tumas yesharim tanchim. Hanachi should have sagna balilusa, ksivu besalof baidim. In other words, my hanhag is tmimus. Let's explain it. Like we said before, when a person has two inyanim, so he should be shaykel and dairish. Is it kedai? Is it not kedai? Parnasa, mishpacha, the recreation, the chveis, whatever other things. Let's be weigh one against the other. And a person who doesn't do it is a pazis. A person who has different factors, and he jumps at one over the other, that's psizus, and that's a shaita, and that's somebody who's a chasar machshava. But somebody who is who has only one thing, what's he going to weigh and measure? Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, gives Torah. So if a person has other inyanim, comfort and acquisitions and other things, then it's a cheshbon. Think about it. Do you really, is it compatible with your lifestyle? How much demand does it make on you? But if Dvar Hashem is the only thing, then what's the cheshbon? What difference does it make what my fingers are doing if I'm learning? And that's what he told him. Anan de sagnina b'shleimusa. We that are shleimustik, the tmimus, it's so hard to say what shleimus. Shleimus means I don't have anything other than that. So what's the bleeding of the finger makes no difference to the learning if I'm learning. Ksiv bon tumas yesharim tanchem. That's where you have the pasuk of tumas yesharim tanchem. So the midah of tmimus, there's a person who's not smart enough to know what to say when he's thinking one way, but it's not advantageous to say what he thinks. And there's another person who's piv and leiv ashaver. And b'meila, I want to say what I think because there's nothing else that I want to do with my mouth but say what I think. So the midah of tmimus is an extraordinary midah. It's makif kol haTorah kula because it describes the relationship of a person's ruchnius and Torah to the person himself. A person who's a tamim, in the positive sense of the word, means that his Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avodah, has filled his metzias entirely. There's no gap between the two. And b'meila, there's no makom for cheshbonis. It's not because he's lacking the savvy to chachma zich. But there's no makom for chachma zich because what else is there but this? If we had a musig of somebody who was the amud of tmimus in the full sense of the word, there was the late Rosh Yeshiva, Rebbe Sin Tzvi, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. The pashtus of a life that had only one tachlis to it. Of course he would learn until it couldn't be learned. There was no stopping before and saying, I think in another 2 or 3 minutes I'm going to run out of breath. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes breath out, that's when I stop. Of course people can always knock on the door. If I won't be able to, I'll be out cold. That's it. But where's the gap? What does it mean time for myself? If my entire metzias was I was plucked from nowhere to become Nugget for Israel, he was plucked for the Yom HaYimei Melech, they sing, for the articles. He was plucked to be there for people. That's my metzias. I'm a cotton v'shuffle. A nivus is that midah when it comes in contact with others. Of course I keep expanding the yeshiva. Of course I keep knocking on doors until there are no doors left to knock on. Because what else is my tachlis? That's my metzias. It's my klolis metzias. There's a pasuk that sums up his anhaga. Vayirem kisoim levavoy o besvunos kapov yinachim. He led them with the tmimus of his heart and with the understanding of his kapayim. It was a unique anhaga. We're used to pikchus being manhig, chachma being manhig, and many other things. Tmimus, to be anhaga that could be makif, an entire world, that was that anhaga. It's very, very hard. You're talking about shleimus of a person himself, of levavoy being sholem with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of his life being sholem with everything in it. There was his extraordinary, someone who worked in the office, works in the office, who was with him in a lot of the difficult matzavim the last year or two in money, told me, you know, everybody talks about how difficult and so on and so forth, and, you know, how reckless. He says, you know, for 20 years it worked. And I was thinking the reason why it worked, it's a chazal. Omer Yitzchak, kol ha-metamim atzmoy, ha-Kadosh Baruch Hu metamim imoy. There's an hoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's an hoga tivis, which deals with people in a tivistic matzav. When we have cheshbonis, Kadosh Baruch has cheshbonis. When a person himself has no cheshbonis, Kadosh Baruch has no cheshbonis. Omer Boishia, kol ha-metamim atzmoy shoy medesloy, she-nemais halech lefonei ve-yesomim. Shoy medesloy means as follows. The Bria is the anhaga of Teva is divided into shows. There's Tzafran, there's Ramsha, there's anhagas Yoyman, anhagas Laila, there's anhaga of Shabbos and Choyl, there's different mazolas in each hour. All the itos and the zmanim are the shoresh of the lower anhaga in the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechalek the Bria into zman. It says, with Rosh Hashashom, Misacheches loy. Shos are the teva of ruchnius when it comes into this world. Omer Boishia, kol ha-metamim atzmoy shoy medesloy, shenem aloich lefanav yisomim, and ksiv yisav goyim. If a person is tomim, time comes to a standstill. The shoy has no hashpah on him. And that's the incredible siyata shmaya he had. The incredible accomplishments were there because he knew no limits, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu reflected back with that same anhaga. For the person that his circle, it fills the entire circle, is filled entirely by HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anhaga, then that person is totally nichlal in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's circle. It's a midah that stands by Ruma Mailas. It's a midah that's very difficult to emulate because there's no part doing. But to have the sense that the gaps that we have are chesroinus, the 5 minutes a day we need for ourselves. And certainly, I want to be more a very practical nekuda, small practical nekuda. If Hafa spoke about the all the bad influence, all the bad hashpahs that we're facing, our door is facing, there's something even more insidious than it. People have less and less time that's shalim. You sit and you talk to somebody. It's more than 3 seconds. It's hard to talk to a person between the buzzing and the texting and the looking up and the looking down. I mean, it's kroya kroya kroyim. It's shleimus, not even shaykh shleimus. When 3 seconds is approximately is a total shah on these anhagas. Nothing can ever come out from metzias that's kroyim. The part of the sinus of the door is to move those things out. I mean, unless a person is an emergency, a doctor emergency call, it's hard to understand why they every 3 to 4 minutes there has to be a checking of this or that or the other thing, messages, what other thing. What's the problem? The problem is if the less we have time that shalom, then we are exponentially less and less matzliach. Let's hope the fact that we're zeicher to behold a person. Everybody here saw my would be Mishaya in the summer to see a person that still had a demus of tmimus in the full sense of the word, tmimus that every minute of his time was kaddish for learning, tmimus that every minute of time he was available, tmimus that there were no silk gloves on him, there was nothing, he couldn't be splattered with enough mud if it was a to'elus for the yeshiva, tmimus that no matter how much blood flowed from him, no matter how broken he was, there never was a pulling back. Tmimus, that he felt his entire metzias was a mefazez umecharke lifnei Hashem. It wasn't, don't look at just the suffering and the difficulties. Look at the pizuz and chirkur of somebody that perceived that for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who took me from nowhere and made me the Nogid on Klal Yisrael. There is no self. I never had a self. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is memali myself. Min HaKaloi Soed Mizois, Vissi Shachal Beinai. Yizuch HaBaruch.